Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be talking about affirmations and mantras.
Right.
Two things that seem like they might be kind of the same thing, but when you really start digging into them,
Yeah.
they're actually pretty different.
They are.
So I'm really excited to kind of get into that with you today.
Me too. I think they both offer really unique benefits. And
Absolutely.
it's great to understand how they actually work.
Yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of our listeners are probably familiar with affirmations.
Right.
You know, maybe they've seen them on Instagram or heard them in like a yoga class or
Yeah,
something.
you see them everywhere these days.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we all kind of have a basic understanding, but today we're going to like really get
I'm
into
going deep.
the nitty-gritty. Yeah. So
Absolutely.
let's start with affirmations.
Okay.
You know, from like a psychological standpoint, where do these things come from?
Well, affirmations really stem from the idea of positive thinking and the power of our thoughts to shape our reality.
Yeah.
So there's this whole field of psychology focused on how our beliefs and thoughts can actually influence our
All
behavior,
right.
our emotions, and even our outcomes.
So it's like the idea that if you think positive thoughts,
Yep.
then good things will happen.
That's the basic premise,
Okay.
but it's a bit more nuanced than that.
Yeah.
It's not just about wishful thinking. It's about consciously choosing to focus on the positive, even when things are tough, and retraining our brains to think in more empowering ways.
So is that where the repetition comes in?
Exactly. Repetition is key with affirmations
Okay.
because the more we repeat these positive statements,
Yeah.
the more we're reinforcing those neural pathways in our brain.
Interesting.
And this is where the concept of neuroplasticity comes in.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so neuroplasticity is basically the brain's ability to change and adapt over time
Right.
based on our experiences and what we focus on.
So by repeating affirmations,
Yes.
we're literally changing the structure of our brains.
In a way, yes.
Wow, that's powerful.
It is. And the more we repeat these affirmations, the more those positive thought patterns become ingrained.
Okay, so it's like building a new habit.
Exactly. It's like creating a new mental pathway.
Right.
The more you walk that path, the more familiar and accessible it becomes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And the cool thing about affirmations is that they can be tailored to your specific needs and goals.
Okay.
So you're not limited to pre-written affirmations. You can create your own that really resonate with you.
So, like, give me an example of a personalized affirmation.
Sure. So let's say you struggle with self-confidence.
Okay.
You could create an affirmation like, I am confident in my abilities, or I trust myself to make the right decisions.
Oh, I see.
And by repeating those phrases regularly,
Yeah.
you're essentially telling your subconscious mind a new story about yourself.
So it's like rewiring those negative beliefs.
Exactly. It's about replacing those limiting beliefs with more empowering ones.
I like that. I can totally see how that could be really helpful for people who are maybe struggling with self-doubt or negative self-talk.
Absolutely. It's a powerful tool for shifting our mindset.
And I think this is where we start to see a big difference between affirmations and mantras, right?
Yeah, mantras come from a very different place. They have this ancient spiritual lineage
Right.
rooted in traditions like Hinduism and Buddhism.
Okay. And are they typically in English?
Not usually. Mantras are often chanted in their original language, which is Sanskrit.
Oh, Sanskrit. Okay.
Yeah, think of Sanskrit as the Latin of the East,
Okay.
a sacred language with deep spiritual significance.
So there's like a whole other layer of meaning there.
Absolutely. And these mantras aren't just words.
Okay.
They're considered sound vibrations imbued with potent energy.
So there's like a vibrational element.
Exactly. It's about tapping into the power of sound and vibration.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it's a very different approach from affirmations.
Right, because affirmations are more about like conscious thought and kind of rewiring your brain.
Yeah.
Whereas mantras are more about this like deeper energetic connection.
Exactly. They're about connecting to something beyond ourselves.
Okay. I'm really curious to learn more about how mantras actually work.
Yeah, me too. Let's dive into that next.
Perfect.
All right.
This is going to be good.
It is.
Okay. So we're talking mantras,
Yes.
sound vibrations, ancient Sanskrit.
It's pretty cool.
It is cool, but like, how do you actually use them?
Well, mantra practice is often incorporated into meditation.
Okay.
So you find a quiet space. Get comfortable, maybe dim the lights.
Set the mood.
Exactly. Create a peaceful atmosphere.
Okay.
And then you just start repeating the mantra.
Out loud.
You can repeat it out loud or silently to yourself.
Okay.
It's really up to you and what feels best.
And do you like focus on the meaning of the mantra or?
It can be helpful to reflect on the meaning, but you don't necessarily have to overthink it. Sometimes it's more about just letting the sound wash over you.
Okay, so just like feel the vibration.
Exactly. Let the vibration resonate within you.
I can see how that would be really calming.
It is, and it can also be a way to quiet the mind.
Right, because if you're focusing on repeating the mantra, you're not thinking about all the other stuff.
Exactly. It helps to shift our attention away from those racing thoughts.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And over time, this practice can help to cultivate a sense of inner peace and stillness.
Okay, so it's like a training for your mind.
In a way, yes. It's like a mental workout.
But like a relaxing workout.
A relaxing workout, exactly.
I like that. I can get behind that.
Good.
So I've heard of these things called mala beads.
Oh, yeah.
Do those have something to do with mantras?
They do. Mala beads are a traditional tool used in mantra meditation.
Okay, what are they exactly?
So a mala is basically a string of beads.
Okay.
Usually 108 beads, and you use them to count the repetitions of your mantra.
So like one bead, one mantra.
Exactly. You hold the mala in your hand.
Okay.
And you use your thumb and middle finger to move from one bead to the next, repeating your mantra with each bead.
I see. So it's like a physical way to keep track.
Exactly. It helps to anchor your attention.
Okay.
And it can also be a really beautiful and tactile experience.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Some people find that the act of touching the beads adds another layer of focus and intention to their practice.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a really nice addition.
So we've talked about affirmations. We've talked about mantras.
Yes.
Now I'm curious, like, can you use them together?
You absolutely can.
Okay.
In fact, they can complement each other really well.
Okay, how so?
Well, affirmations are great for setting intentions and shifting our mindset.
Right.
While mantras are more about cultivating a deeper sense of peace and connection. So you could start your day with some affirmations to get yourself in a positive and empowered state of mind.
Okay.
And then you could use mantras later in the day to calm your mind and connect to your inner stillness.
I love that. So it's like a dynamic duo of personal growth.
Exactly. It's about finding what works best for you and creating a practice that supports your overall well-being.
Awesome. I'm so glad we had this conversation.
Me too. It's been really enlightening.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I have a much better understanding of affirmations and mantras now.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
And I'm excited to start incorporating them more into my own life.
That's great. I encourage you to experiment and see what resonates with you.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the key, right? It's not about doing it perfectly.
Exactly.
It's about finding what feels good.
Yes. It's about finding what works for you and what helps you to feel more aligned and at peace.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that everyone can benefit from.
I agree. Whether you're new to these practices or you've been exploring them for years, there's always something new to discover.
That's the beauty of it.
It is.
So I guess the big question now is, which one is he going to try first? Affirmations or mantras? It's like having this little toolbox, you know?
Yeah.
With affirmations and mantras in there.
I like that analogy.
And you can pick out whichever tool works best for you.
Exactly. And you can even use them together.
Right.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, it's not like one or the other.
No, it's about finding what resonates with you.
Totally.
And what supports your overall well-being.
And it seems like both practices really emphasize this idea of mindfulness.
Absolutely.
Which I think is so important in today's world.
It is. It's so easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle.
Right. You're constantly bombarded with information and stimulation.
Exactly. So having these practices to kind of ground you and bring you back to the present moment.
Yeah.
It's invaluable.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's what really stood out to me in this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this reminder that we have the power to choose our thoughts and to create our own reality.
You hit the nail on the head.
It's not about denying the negative or pretending everything is perfect.
Right.
It's about having the tools to navigate life's challenges with more grace and resilience.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So as we wrap up our deep dive today, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
Final thought.
Yeah, like what's the one thing you hope they take away from this conversation?
You know, I think the biggest takeaway is that affirmations and mantras are both pathways to deeper self-awareness. And they can help us to cultivate more peace.
Yeah.
Both within ourselves and in the world around us.
And they're accessible to everyone.
Exactly. You don't need any special training or equipment.
Just a willingness to try something new.
And an open mind.
Totally.
So I encourage everyone listening, give these practices a try.
Yeah, experiment a little bit.
See what works for you.
And be patient with yourself.
Yeah, it's a journey.
Not a destination.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's a beautiful note to end on.
It is, isn't it?
Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today.
It was my pleasure.
This has been such an insightful and inspiring conversation.
I agree. It's been great.
And to all our listeners out there,
yeah,
keep exploring.
Keep growing.
And keep shining your light.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See ya.